Did grandfather ever work once he came over?
Oh, yes. He used to do temporary work at Crenlay. He used to do a watchman's job. That was the only thing he did ever, because he kept the garden. But he, somebody suggested to him that the type of job that might interest him. So he said, well, I don't want to do it permanently, I'll do relief. So he did relief, yeah. You see. Yeah. And then if somebody was on going on holiday, he worked for that fortnight or whatever, or week, whatever they had.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, he never did otherwise, never did anything.
So were you living on what you and Auntie Kathleen brought in then?
Well, Auntie Kathleen brought nothing in.
Oh, no, because she was at home. She worked for later, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, John got into the Crin. Mm. John went to work at the Crin. And he only left there because they had to reduce the staff. Things had gone bad and they had to reduce the staff. That would be 1930, and things were beginning to get bad, you see. And they came to him one day and they said, well, we've got to cut down staff on this department. He said, you're the only unmarried one. You're not the one we want to lose, but we'd rather keep you on. Because he was a very efficient accountant, really. So, came home and he said, guess what, he said, I've got the push. See, he said, they say they don't want to, but he said, I don't, someone's got to go, it ought to be me. So, then about, oh, he couldn't get anything, he was out of work, couldn't get anything at all. So, when Anne, 1931, he came up here. We were down there, we used to say to him, why don't you come up and stay with us for a little while and look for advertisements in the London area. You'll probably get much more what you want. So he came up and he stayed, went to Mass every morning. He was very depressed really, but nothing ever came, no appointment ever came. So one Friday morning there was an advertisement in the paper. I said, oh, look at this, that's for Hendon. I said, how can you apply for that? What's the point? It'll be another wasted envelope, a better wasted stamp. I said, well, do try it. I said, let's see. Of course he did. Tuesday morning he has an appointment. They wanted to come in, and there were quite a number. But things were very, very bad at that time. But quite a number had applied for this job as a clerk. They were chartered to accountants. You see. So of course he applied for the job. And he was utterly astonished when he came home. He said, the chap who interviewed me is an Irishman. They seem to like me. So I said, well, there you are. He wasn't a Catholic by any means. Darcy Allen was a strict Protestant, really, you know. Well, they were in those days. But he didn't mind the fact that he was a Catholic. But they asked what your religion was and all that sort of thing, just the same. And letter offering him the job. And of course he never left then.
Yep.
And of course he stayed with us then because it was more convenient for him. Yeah. But after a while, of course, he wasn't in Hendon. He was anywhere and everywhere that there was accountants wanted, jobs wanted to be. They were doing firms, books, you see.
Yes.
So then of course they transferred. The firm broke up and they transferred to Baker Street and they became Bremner Allen. So he was Darcy Allen, actually. But he was already dead. But he kept up with her, with Darcy's widow for years. You know.
Yeah.
Darcy thought the world of him. You know.
Yeah.
And anyway, he stayed there until right to the finish.
Yeah. Was he formally qualified as an accountant? Did he have?
He did lots of exams because he studied an awful lot.
Yeah.
I've still got some of his books, you know. Yeah. He did a bio-correspondence course.
Yes. Yeah.
But I've never seen a certificate.
No.
But at the same time, he was given all the important jobs to do.
Yeah. The father always used to say that he reckoned, had your mother lived, that probably John would have gone into the priesthood, and that the father would have become a teacher.
Yeah.
He would have become a teacher. I don't know. Do you think that would have been likely?
Very likely. John was seemed to be. But as a matter of fact, when we were leaving in 1922, the college, he had gone to St. Joseph's as well, but he did it as a day pupil because we were living in Banner's Slope then, you see. And he, they wrote a letter to my father begging him to lead John. Because he said, he had got the highest marks in Ireland in summer subjects, you know, and so he said, give him the opportunity, he ought to have the opportunity to continue his studies.